Hey, Kathy.
Michelle, it's so good to see you. How are you?
It's always good to see you too. How are you doing?
I am doing good. You know what? This is the last weekend that is going to be hot in Texas. Like we're at the tail end of the furnace is being turned off, and I'm so excited.
I woke up to 46 degrees here in the north this morning, and I've been freezing all day.
Oh
It's
no.
okay. I like it. I like fall. It's all good. It's all good.
It is pumpkin spice.
I am a big, if you've ever followed me on Twitter, you know that I am addicted to the pumpkin spice life. I do not have UGG boots. I do not have a puffy vest. I do own a plethora of scarves. And if you know, I like I said on Twitter last week, my love of pumpkin spice makes me basic, then I'm basic and I'm okay with
I'll be basic with you. I
There
love
you
pumpkin
go.
spice too. And I'm fine with pumpkin, and I love pumpkin spice and all of the fall things until my first piece of pumpkin pie. And then for some reason, the pumpkin pie, it's just like, then I'm kind of done. I'm like, just, I'm done for the season. That's it. Thank you, Thanksgiving. I'm just done. You know, it just kind
Then
of,
it can be onwards to the rest of the holidays. So
yeah. I still, do you have Trader Joe's up there? Because Trader Joe's is like the pumpkin spice place.
oh, we do, but it's about a 45-minute drive for me, so I haven't been there. Maybe
Yeah,
I'll have to make
it's a
it.
hike for me.
I'll have to make a trek before the snow sets in up here.
Everything. They have like pumpkin spice dog treats. Like it's all the pumpkin spice. I'm like, ours is about 40 minutes away too. So it's like I have to make an investment in order to go
It
there,
sounds,
but
but it sounds like it might be my autumn Mecca, so I might just have to
yeah, it's kind of like finding that perfect apple orchard and getting the apple donuts and the apple cider and all of that stuff. You got to hit Trader Joe's to get all the pumpkin spice stuff too.
Well, the apple place is right here in my hometown in Hilton, New York. It's called Kelly's Apple Farm. It's been
Yeah.
around probably since the 30s. I don't know. I'm misquoting probably, but when I went to high school in the 80s, it was there and we would walk by it. And it is the place to be for cider, donuts. A pie is almost $20, but that pie weighs about 7 pounds. It is so worth it. Oh, it's amazing. Just amazing.
Wow. Yeah,
But
that makes
people.
me miss the North.
I know, I'll send you a pie. People might be wondering, like, what the hell are these women doing? And what is this thing that, why are we listening to Michelle and Kathy? Well, first of all, why aren't you listening to Michelle and Kathy? That is the first question I will ask everybody who ever turns into us. But secondly, Kathy and I like to do things on a whim, and we like to do things together. And this is our first real opportunity to like do something and have it be ours and owned together. So this morning here, we're recording on Friday, September 23rd. It is 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern, 2 o'clock for Kathy. And I said to her this morning, I'm like, hey, you want to do, I just had an idea. I want to do a new podcast. And she, without even knowing what it was, she's like, yes.
You know, I was watching you at WordCamp US, and well, I was watching the hashtags. You know, I'm living through hashtags. I wasn't able to make it this year, but I tweeted about this because I really noticed like my favorite thing about WordCamp US was how many people recognize the powerhouse that you are. Because I've known, and I know a lot of other people know, but I really feel like the WordPress community celebrated you because you really do lift up so many people in this
Oh,
community.
thank you.
And I love that about you. And I am like, I'm on Team Michelle all of my anything you do. So you ask me, hey, you want to do something? I'm like, yes, when and where? Just tell me, I'll show up.
And I said, you know, one of the things we see, you know, hashtag WP drama, we see all of these things, we see people slogging through the last almost 3 years of pandemic. I said, why don't we do something to motivate people at the beginning of every week, whether it's a silly conversation, a serious conversation, just our smiling faces blathering on about whatever. Let's do something. And I quickly found, of course, you know, the first thing you have to do is there a domain name that I can
Of
have to
course.
go with this? And WP Motivate seemed perfect. So here we are, hoping to motivate you at the beginning of your week. If you don't like us, just don't listen. You don't have to say anything negative. We're all about the motivation and the happiness here. But I know, believe this or not, Kathy, I know I am not everybody's cup of tea, and I'm perfectly okay with that.
I am not everyone's cup of tea either. I think well, we're both kind of like strong cups of coffee, aren't we?
We kind of are, but we don't clash with one another, and that's a really good thing too, right? So you can
Isn't
have,
that that's
yeah.
there's so many times you see like people with strong personalities or strong, I don't think we have like, you know, abrasive personalities, but we are strong. We're strong
They're
in our
beliefs.
We have
strong
in our convictions. Yes. And strong in our convictions of what we, what we want and what we want to do, not only just with WordPress, but with life itself. But it's so neat that we have those strong convictions and vibrant, vivacious personalities, and they just kind of like dovetail and we have fun.
Exactly. And what I love most about this is we're going to debut this on a Monday morning. Like, we thought about this on Friday morning. By Monday, there's a website and this will be published and people can listen to it because we are also women of action. Let's face that too, right? So we're going to get this done. But we missed all of the news stations. Like we missed the post status newsletter. We've missed all of the newsletters and we don't care. We're just going for it anyway because it's good fun.
Yeah, that's it. I'm here for the lulls.
Same. So.
Fear for happiness and good vibes, because life is too short. Don't do things you don't want to do. Do the things that make you feel open and light and vivacious. And we're here to help you find that within yourself and your own life, because life is too short for Debbie Downers, in my opinion.
Exactly. I can't remember what. Oh, I okay. So I don't know if you saw this, but I got the Wordle in one guess this week.
I did see that. And I'm like, so do you, with Wordle, do you like have your one word that you first try all the time?
I have five or six, but sometimes I close my eyes and listen to the universe vibration and try a weird word. So like usually something like bride or something, and it's never it. And it's like, oh, look at that. None of those letters are right. But the other day, I just kind of like, I know that there's more used letters right in the English language. So I tried the word saint. And that was it. And I almost second guessed myself as I was typing it in. I almost typed satin instead because it's the same letters and it's the same letters as stain. And if I had, I would have been able to get it within three guesses, right? But then I picked the right one first. I was gobsmacked. It was like 12:30 at night. I'm laying in bed doing the Wordle. And I was like, holy cow. Likelihood. I don't know what the actual likelihood is, but it was not good. It was not high. Not high.
So you're playing the lottery today, right?
Everybody else said too. I think Terry from Nexus was like, go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, that's pretty good.
But you know, my point is you never know, right? When things are just gonna be serendipitous or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. And what words you want to start with every day could be different and it's all good.
Right. So. Well, and then you just, you know, I think a lot of people are like afraid to try something that might be like come up as an inspiration like that, or they second guess themselves, or it has to be perfect. And they don't even try because they second guess themselves and they overthink things. And sometimes it's just like, throw it out there, see what happens. And you know, maybe in 6 months, we might not want to do this, or maybe it might be the best thing in the world. And we're like on national television, you know, move over. Bump the major networks out of the way because Michelle
Kathy Lee and Hoda, we're gonna give them a run for their money. But what I didn't tweet last week was when I didn't get the word. Like I very seldom don't get it by the sixth guess. The word was parer, P-A-R-E-R. And first of all, the double letters should be like disallowed in Wordle because nobody thinks about that, and I didn't. But like my daughter and I send each other our Wordle scores every day. And I sent that one with like having missed it with womp womp. And you said like, no Debbie Downers. So we're only going to talk about getting the Wordle. We're not going to talk about missing the Wordle. We're only going to talk about the wins. We're not going to talk about the losses. This is just about celebrating WordPress, giving everybody the motivation.
Yeah.
You and I have had incredibly shitty years. If we look back over the last 12 months, it has not been a good year for either one of us. And yet here we are laughing, smiling, and wanting to help motivate other people. And I think that's what it's about, is we could dwell on the negative. And certainly I can speak for myself. I have cried more tears this year than I have probably in my whole life. But it's still about showing up every day and giving your best and trying to live your best life. And I think that you and I have been good examples of that this year. So
it's definitely been a challenging year. But if you start with that core, that one thing that you can find gratitude in. I ended up watching that movie, Life is Beautiful, the Italian movie where Roberto Benigni takes, he's got his son and they're in the concentration camps and he's like trying to just make it into a game, right, for his kid, to keep his kid positive and everything. And you just like the most horrific thing, but trying to find comedy in it. And that just kind of like one of those major motivating stories for me for my whole life. And after all the crap started hitting with stuff in my life, I just kept holding on to that. Just like, this can't last forever. And, you know, we're still in the mix of all kinds of challenges and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Had some yesterday, but that was kind of soul crushing, but today's the therapy day. So
and to work with. And you got your new desk and your daughter volunteered to put it together for you. So there are definitely plus things in every day.
There are. And honestly, sometimes when the really challenging things happen, there's little sort of, I don't know, somebody said something once, like finding the Buddha in the mud, right? Finding the golden statue in the mud, you know, like you're looking at just that, you can't see anything but a mud pile, but there's something good in there. You just have to look for it. Mm-hmm. And usually you're not looking at the mud pile. You just look in here and there's something good there. And that comes out. And when you can be like the force of good in the world with everything we have going on in our world right now, and you can be the force of good, it lifts everyone up. So that's what I'm trying to do. Works for me.
Me too. Absolutely. Absolutely. And to, you know, to put out only the good stuff, like you have shared publicly some of your struggles this year, and it isn't all the good stuff, but it's sharing in a positive way. So even putting out the stuff that, you know, talking about the negative stuff, when you talk about it in a positive way and you share your struggles in a positive way, it helps other people. And so it's not that we're not going to always, you know, not going to have our down moments, not talk about things that get us down, but we're going to try to always talk about how we overcome those things. And I'm super excited to be on this journey with you.
Yeah, me too. And I really like that you're scheduling it on a Friday, because if you schedule it at 8 o'clock on Monday morning, I probably wouldn't have like such a good
answer. Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm going into the weekend now. I'm like, I am high vibing, ready for it.
Same. I'm like, it's an hour and a half until it's 5 o'clock. But but yeah, I am not a morning person and I am not a Monday person. And yet that's when all of my meetings get scheduled. And so I thought if we're gonna put this out for Monday, we've got to do it on Friday. But that's good. It's almost like our own little version of the happy hour. So
that's it. Ching ching.
Ching ching. So the one thing I want to put out to our listeners, all one or two of you this first week listening to who we are, and we'll put this out on Twitter too, is we need a tagline. We need a tagline for WP Motivate. And so we want to open that up to our listeners. We may not take any of your suggestions, but we might, and you never know. So if you have a good tagline for Kathy and Michelle's WP Motivate, let us know what it is. And we'll discuss those next week, and we will figure out what that looks like, and we'll add it to the website.
Sounds great. I'm excited. This will be fun. It just, any way to uplift people. And I love that the WordPress community has so many people in it that uplift. Michelle being, I think, the primary example, but so much empowerment comes out of this community with people being able to create a living for themselves, maybe in a community or a part of the world where there isn't much in terms of economic opportunity, but WordPress gives that to them. There's so many great stories like that. And that's maybe my favorite thing about WordPress is, well, it's obviously the people, but just the empowerment that exists here. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely agree with you. 100%. So we don't have a tagline yet. We can't leave you with that this week, other than to say, we hope that your week is amazing, that you find motivation in the everyday, and that if you don't, DM one of us and we will give you a pep talk.
That's it. Well, they have to have a good week now because they have us, right?
Right. I mean, seriously. And Kathy, thank you so much for embarking on this journey with me, whether it be 5 episodes or 500. I wouldn't want to be on this journey with anyone other than you.
Thank you. Same.
Good. All right, everybody. We will motivate you again next week. But bye for now.
Bye.